Join me for a look inside and a practical test, including a thermal imaging analysis of the Sunny YSDS60-5 power supply, designed for DIN rail mounting. The unit supplies 5 volts DC at a maximum current output of 4.5 amps and a power output of 22.5 watts, operating with an input voltage of 90 to 264 volts AC and a frequency of 47 to 63 hertz. The manufacturer specifies an efficiency exceeding 85%, ripple of 80 millivolts PPP, a full suite of overload and overvoltage protection features, and operation at temperatures ranging from negative 20 to plus 70 degrees Celsius, all housed in a 52 by 90 by 58 millimeter enclosure with an IP20 rating. The casing is held in place by clips. You don't even need to unscrew any screws. Inside, we can see a design based on a single-sided circuit board and a large heatsink. A preliminary visual inspection confirms the presence of the promised components and safety features. There are input filters, a fuse, a varistor, and a Y-class capacitor connecting the primary and secondary sides. At the output, next to the capacitor bank, there is a choke. The underside of the PCB is protected by a layer of varnish. Despite this, I managed to make out the converter controller's designation. It appears to be an OB5269. According to the datasheet, the OB5269 is a PWM controller with a built-in high-voltage startup circuit. It features a fixed operating frequency of 65 kHz, low EMI, and very low no-load current consumption, thanks to burst mode. It also features a full suite of protection circuits, from thermal, OTP, and overcurrent, OCP protection, to overvoltage, OVP protection. A glance at the datasheet immediately reveals a typical application circuit. This is a classic flyback topology with an external switching transistor. The chip features an integrated startup circuit powered from the HV pin. Feedback is implemented in the simplest traditional way. It is based on an optocoupler and most likely a TL431 on the secondary side, a cheap, tried and tested, and widely used configuration. I then moved on to practical testing. The voltage can be adjusted slightly using a potentiometer within a range of approximately 5 volts. The power supply manages to deliver the promised 4.5 amps, although the voltage drops slightly as it approaches this limit. Once 4.5 amps is exceeded, the voltage drops slightly faster. The power supply limits the power, but does not cut off the output immediately. I loaded the power supply with a current of 4.5 amps for 2 hours, and immediately noticed that the voltage dropped slightly after a while, probably due to heating. After 2 hours, I checked the temperatures. The Schottky rectifier diode at the output gets the hottest. Unfortunately, the electrolytic capacitors inevitably heat up as well. I wonder to what extent this shortens their lifespan. In addition, the shunt resistor heats up, which I assume is used for current limiting. The highest temperature recorded was just under 70 degrees Celsius. To sum up, the power supply seems to deliver what the seller promised, although I am concerned about how long those electrolytic capacitors at the output will maintain their performance. There are indeed filters inside, and it also features protection against overheating and overload. I haven't tested the ripple, though at the moment I believe this power supply will work well for my purposes, especially as I won't be running it at full load, but will leave a margin of around 1 amp. It's also worth noting the housing, which provides poor cooling in a cramped setup, but this is rather hard to avoid with passive solutions. Of course, apart from the housing, a DIN rail power supply like this is no different from a standard power supply. Do you use DIN rail power supplies? And what factors do you consider when choosing them?